USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Game show and TV host Alex Trebek died Sunday morning. Jeopardy confirming in a tweet the news that Trebek passed away peacefully at his home early Sunday, surrounded by his family and friends. Trebek was battling cancer at the time of his death. He had been the host of Jeopardy since 1984. As the recount in Georgia continues in the presidential election, former Vice President Joe Biden leading that by about 10,000 votes as of last count, all eyes turn to the two Senate races as that could change the battle of power in Congress and in Washington, D.C. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz saying,
"If you don't want to go over the edge to the socialist abyss, Georgia is the big enchilada."
Cruz speaking there on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling for a new stimulus package before the end of 2020. McConnell, not mentioning any details of the bill, said it's a possibility that we could do more for state and local governments, a reversal of what Republicans have been saying earlier this year after House Democrats passed their HEROES Act. The EU-level sanctions against Belarus's president, Dan Araki, has more details from the USA Radio News Ohio Valley Bureau.
The European Union has hit Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko with a new round of sanctions for his crackdown on protesters following a disputed election back in August. The sanctions placed on Lukashenko and his son Viktor restricts their travel within the EU and freezes their assets. Protests erupted in August after Lukashenko won a disputed re-election with 80% of the vote. The EU says that election appears to have been rigged. More than 15,000 protesters have been arrested as part of a crackdown that has turned violent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
No matter how the election turns out, one thing is for certain. The polls got it wrong this year. The last ABC News Washington Post poll had President Trump losing Wisconsin by 17 points. The president looks to be down in Wisconsin by around 20,000 votes. Polls in other states also had the president trailing or losing, and according to the polls, the president exceeded expectations in those states. As far as how polls can become more accurate and get in touch with the real Trump voters out there, pollster Frank Luntz says there's only one way to poll a Trump voter.
The fact is a lot of Trump people want to send a message to Washington, to the swamp. They want to send a message that they're not going to be treated and ignored and forgotten and lied to. And so they simply don't cooperate with pollsters. I know that I have to do a special effort. I have to ask a number of unique questions to get them to participate. I have to tell them in the opening. I actually have to inform them that national leaders will read the results of your information. You're going to have influence for the first time. That gets them to participate. If they know their voice is being heard, they'll do it. And most pollsters don't do that. It requires a special effort, additional verbiage, and the surveys are a little bit longer. That's the only way to get Trump people to participate.
Please remember to follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.